Welcome to the VBAC Home Birth Stories podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Winning. I'm a home birth, free birth guide, fear and mindset coach, podcaster, speaker, women's rights activist, and highly sensitive person. I'm a mother of three girls, and I've had two unplanned and unneeded C-sections with a special scar. I birthed our third 4.5 kilo baby at home in a free birth after not being able to access a home birth midwife. My own journey has sparked a deep passion to support women to find their strength and courage to create the pregnancy, birth, and postpartum you desire and deserve. This podcast is for women wanting to learn more about VBACs, especially home births, and professionals who want to learn more about how to support VBAC women and families. I hope you enjoy this podcast. I'm excited to introduce you to our Home Birth Group Mentoring Program, designed to support and empower pregnant women just like you who are planning a beautiful home birth experience. By joining my special waitlist, you'll be the first to know when the doors to my program open. Not only that, you'll also gain access to special early bird pricing, giving you the opportunity to secure your spot at a discounted rate. But wait, there's more. As a member of the waitlist, you'll also receive my newsletter filled with valuable home birth resources, information, and tips to support you throughout your journey. Are you looking for a nurturing community to help you feel more prepared, confident, and supported during this incredible journey? My program is precisely what you need. It offers 8 carefully selected modules that I've created with love that will guide you through every step of your home birth preparation. Throughout the program, we'll focus on helping you surrender and tune into your intuition and baby, while also connecting with like-minded mums who are on a similar path. Our 2 monthly video calls, which I like to call connection calls, will be an opportunity for you to bond, share experiences, and learn from one another and deeply feel supported while being guided by me through this journey. So click on the link below to join our waitlist and be the first to access these amazing benefits. Let's walk this path together, creating the strength and the love that brings new life into the world through the miraculous journey of home birth. I can't wait to support you in our community. Hello and welcome to another podcast episode. Thanks for joining me again. This is Ashley, and outside it is a bit doomy and gloomy outside at the moment. Everything's starting to go dark, so I think there's a storm coming, which is kind of a bit of exciting for me. We've had some really warm weather here in Queensland for winter's day. We had, I think it was 30 degrees the other day and around about 27 degrees the day before, which is quite warm for a winter's day. I know we're moving into spring, but we had a super unusually hot day, which was reminding me that summer is slowly creeping on its way. Spring's coming, and I was getting reminded about swimming, which is so exciting because I really do enjoy swimming. But yeah, that's some excitement happening. And also I was a bit scared about the heat creeping in because I have been enjoying the cooler months. And I know that if you're on the other side of the world, you're in the warmer months. And I think that even I have a cousin in the UK who messaged me the other day, and my sister lives there too in England, and they said that it was about 13 degrees the other day. So it's just crazy what's kind of happening. You know, they're in summer, I'm in winter, and we're kind of switching temperatures, which is interesting and fun. Anyways, today we are going to be talking about free birth. I thought I would do another episode on how to prepare for free birth. So I haven't actually done an episode before on how to prepare for free birth, but I have done many episodes on free birth, and I have also interviewed women on the podcast who had free birth, as well as my own story and my own experience with free birth. But I thought, I quite often get questions about how do I free birth. I work with women who may have a midwife or may be thinking about hiring a midwife, but they're thinking about free birth, or some women contact me on Instagram and they kind of want to know what's happening and how to kind of get into that, how to work through some of the fears. So I thought I'd do a bit of a podcast and touch base on some of those, and also link you back to some of the other podcast episodes so you can go into some of the questions deeper and learn more of the things that you're after as well in those podcast episodes. So first of all, I wanted to say that women choose to free birth for all different reasons. Sometimes they just intuitively want to birth that way. They've known someone before, or their mother birthed before, had a home birth or a free birth. Or like me, they couldn't find a supportive home birth midwife, or their home birth midwife was too much for the budget. You know, quite often women get costed out of being able to hire a midwife because it becomes a bit too expensive to be able to fit in the budget. Some women choose to have a midwife, or some women are going through a public funded home birth system in NHS in the UK or here in Australia, and they're not feeling like it's a great alignment, or some of the things that get mentioned are a little bit of a red flag. They don't have the continuity of care, and they kind of feel a little bit unsafe calling some random person, not knowing who's going to come on the day. So sometimes they plan for a free birth and have in the back of their mind that they can call the midwife at any time to have that midwife come. And as I'm talking, the rain has just started to pitter-patter down, so hopefully we can get through this before it buckets down and makes a big noise. So number one is educate yourself extensively. When I went on the journey of free birth, I guess I kind of got pulled into the idea of it. It wasn't something that I thought, yeah, that sounds great, I'm going to do that. It was something that grew on me over time when I heard more women share their stories. And then I realized that I didn't really have another choice if I wanted to have a home birth because I couldn't find a midwife. So I went down the rabbit hole of podcasts, books. I joined memberships and groups that were heavily free birth focused. I was part of programs. I surrounded myself with people. I did this over a number of years as well. I did this over a 3-4 year period. So there was a lot of learning through that time. I also have a program, a group mentoring program, where I go into physiological and instinctive birth and also have mentoring sessions and connection calls 2 a month where we can jump in and answer any of those questions as well. Having someone to guide you through that process and answer any questions that come up is so super helpful. And I do have a book recommendation that I used when I was planning my free birth that came out when I was probably about 20 weeks, 25 weeks pregnant. And I always turn to it as my guide whenever I have a question. It's not super deep in some of the answers, but it's a really quick guide that can go through a lot of the things that kind of can happen in birth and just give you a little bit more security if there was some things that you wanted to kind of go through. It's called Home Birth on Your Own Terms, a how-to guide for birthing unassisted by Heather Baker. So I highly recommend that you get that one and see that one. I think if you're in America, you can get that quite easily. If you're in Australia, just send me a message and I can send you to the person who sells them here in Australia for you. Some of the things that you want to be prepared for and you want to educate yourself on are how birth works, physiological birth, instinctive birth, understand what could go wrong so you know when to seek medical assistance and go into the hospital or call an ambulance. Also, being able to tap into your intuition and knowing the difference between intuition and fear as well. And this leads me to my next one, which is mindset, mindset, mindset. One of the biggest things I see is that a lot of us find it very difficult to understand the difference between fear and intuition. And it can be really hard to understand the difference. And quite often, some of us get mixed up with thinking that it's intuition when it's actually fear. And so what can happen is if we listen to our fear and we consider it intuition, or we haven't done the work to get us to a place where we can work through that fear, what can happen is we can go into hospital when we don't actually need to go into hospital. And that could happen during labor. It could happen before birth. And it could be as simple as somebody saying something to you or hearing a birth story or somebody mentioning something that makes you feel really worried before the birth or during the birth, and mistaking that as intuition and needing assistance rather than going into hospital because you're actually working through a fear or you're having a fear kind of take over. So one of the biggest things I think it is important is mindset. I think a lot of people underestimate just how powerful mindset can be, and not just from a fear point of view as well. It can also help you work through a lot of the pain as well through your, well, through pregnancy, because pregnancy can be quite painful too. But also if you have prodrominal labor, to get you through, if you go through that process of weeks or potentially days of having to go through that, which can be very hard and very challenging for some women. I personally haven't experienced it, but I send love and light to any woman who does have to go through that, because it sounds very challenging. It sounds like it just eats away at anything that you've got, anything that's keeping you going. And if a fear kind of gets into you at that moment and you just think, oh, goodness me, it'd just be easier if I just go to hospital and get this baby out straight away. And then what happens is the woman's done something that she's not happy with. And then there's the trauma or the mindset stuff that then has to be unpacked after that to kind of understand what had happened. And that can be very traumatizing for women to have to go through that process when it wasn't something that they really wanted to do, but they get stuck in that loop of fear or being exhausted. And I'm not saying that if any woman chooses to go into hospital to get support at any point, that there's anything wrong with that, because everyone needs to make a choice that is aligned for them and that is right for them. But if we set ourselves up with the right mindset and the right tools, and we utilize those tools in pregnancy, and we understand what our intuition is, and we can listen to our intuition and tap into our intuition, we're on a much stronger foundation. It's like a person that is wanting to run a marathon. You wouldn't expect a top athlete to go into a marathon without training for months or years in advance. My father, he was super into, I should say is, super into sports. If there's a sport, he's pretty much done it. I'm just thinking off the top of my head, he probably hasn't done wrestling, but then he did do wrestling with me on the beach as a kid. And it was sumo wrestling. It was quite fun, actually. But he did a lot of sports, and whenever he had a tournament come up, he was always in competitions and tournaments. But he did a triathlon, so he was doing running, biking, and swimming at the beach. He was a super, super athletic guy. And whenever he was training for something like that, he would put all his time and effort for months and months ahead, making sure that he was physically fit, making sure that he was mentally fit and had the stamina to get through the pain and get through what he had to go through. So he had a lot of training. And so it's really important that we put time and effort into ourselves to train ourselves for this marathon that we're going to go through. And I don't think that you need to do a lot of time and effort. It's not the same as if you were training for a triathlon, for example, which might mean you have to do hours of cycling a day or an hour of running a day to build those muscles and that stamina, because I'm not talking about the physical side. I'm talking about the emotional and the intellectual side, having enough resilience inside yourself to be able to work through the pain, but also be able to use tools available to you to work through the pain. We live in a society where we choose the easiest path quite often, and I do it all the time. The easiest path might be, I'm going to park right at the shops instead of right at the back of the car park, or I'm going to take the lift or the escalator instead of the stairs, because exercise can be painful. And I know this because I go to the gym now and it can be quite painful, but if you have the right mindset, that pain can be turned into something good. And so when I'm lifting weights or I'm doing something and I can't breathe, I would have used to have tried to run away from that. I didn't like sweating or being in that pain, because it is pain. But I would turn it around and say, look how good I'm going in my mindset. Look how amazing I'm going. This pain is nothing compared to the labor that I went through. 30 minutes of this is nothing. And just imagine how good I'm going to feel at the end of this. And so there's so many different compartments of the mindset and the intuition and the fear that go into that whole thing. And it's really important that we do that deep work either before conception or during pregnancy, especially when we're doing a free birth, because we don't have that, what I want to call a safety net of knowing that we have a medicalized person coming into our birth and supporting us. I think if we've got a midwife that's coming into our birth, we are kind of outsourcing some of that responsibility and that knowing to somebody else. But when we're planning a free birth, for me, I knew that I needed to know so much that was going to be happening in this free birth. I had to understand so many things that were happening, and I needed to take on the radical responsibility of the choices that were going to be happening in that birth. So it does take a bit more work and effort to go through that process, I think, to say yes to free birthing and having an unassisted birth. Okay, so tip number three is create a birth plan or an emergency plan, or I call it a transfer plan, essentially. And I think this is really important because there are a portion of women who are planning VBAC home births who will transfer. And we know this from the women who have shared on their story quite often. They will transfer after the birth because they're not sure of the blood loss, or they've had their home birth, so they're not really worried about having to go into hospital afterwards to get checked out and get the paperwork done. Or during birth, sometimes women transfer during birth for whatever reasons, and even before birth. And so planning on a certain birth and expecting to have that birth is one thing, but we do need to understand that there is always a possibility that we will need to transfer into hospital either before, during, or after. And so I think the process of creating a birth plan or a transfer plan is really important so that you know what you're happy with for you for to happen to you, or you know what interventions that you're happy to consent to, also what language you want to bring in with your when you're going into the hospital system, but also what you would be happy for your child for to happen to your baby. For example, a lot of home birth babies that go into the hospital system will often be recommended to go in a special care unit and to have antibiotics. And we've heard that on the podcast time and time again. That doesn't mean that you can't advocate no. That's just a precaution that they're going to take, because that's quite scary for them, women choosing to home birth or women choosing to free birth. And also some of the things, having a think about some of the conversations and what you're willing to share with the care providers. Some women are open and honest about their choice to free birth, and some women, someone just wrote to me the other day and said she chose not to say that. And then when she'd had her home birth and transferred in, she said that it wasn't planned, it was accidental, the baby came too quick. And then they cheered her on and was like, oh my goodness, you're so amazing. She was really worried that if she told them the truth, that she would have got the opposite response. And so having some thoughts about that before you go into that situation, it's not putting bad juju or anything like that. I know there's a lot of superstition around planning those things or having a bag ready just in case, but I don't think that that's the case, because I didn't have a bag ready and I still went into the hospital. I know many women who have not had bags ready and still going to hospital. I don't personally think that we manifest certain things in our life all the time, but I think that we can prevent things if we understand things. But I also think that it's important for us to really be informed about all of the facets of the choices that we're making, and also go into this open wide and then planning for the best scenario. And so if you end up transferring, you have a bit of a plan. It doesn't have to be perfect. You're not going to know who's going to be there on the day or what they're going to say, but you know in yourself that you're advocating for X, Y, Z. You understand some of the choices that will be offered to you, but they probably won't feel like offerings. They'll probably feel like this is what's happening and this is where you need to advocate for yourself. I do birth planning and transfer planning sessions as well. So if you wanted to jump on a session with me, go through this, talk it through, talk about some of your fears, worries, work out who can support you, what can be said, what your rights are, those things. We can definitely have those conversations in a planning session. Just send me a DM if you want to chat more about that. Okay, so the next one is making sure that you've got necessary supplies. And I didn't really want to go into this very deeply into this session, because I've already done it before, and I am going to tell you what podcast that is. So it's podcast number episode 31, what supplies do you need for your VBAC free birth? So I highly recommend checking that one out. There's a whole list of things that you can go to. If you go to the website, you can check it out at ashleywinning.com. Check out the, just go to the podcast. Or if you listen to the podcast episode, you'll get a list of things and you can go through and make sure that you've got everything organized. The beauty about having a free birth or a home birth is that you can pick and choose what you want. You can go super minimalist. Some women don't even have birthing pools, totally fine. You can have a couple of towels. You don't have to spend lots of money buying all these super cool fandangle things. But if you've got the budget, you've got the means, you've got the desire, of course, you can go the extra step and buy all the things. I mean, I personally like to have as many things as I possibly could within my budget because I had a budget, but I love to buy little things that made the journey feel really special for me. But I also love the sacredness of having like a blessing way and a mother's circle and the sacredness of planning a home birth as well, which there's another episode if you want to check out on how to do a mother's blessing or, you know, where I share my journey as well. So I hope that that kind of gives you a bit of insight into why women choose to have a free birth, basically what you need to do. There's a lot of things you need to educate yourself on, and you can fast track all of this if you connect yourself with somebody who understands the process, has walked the journey themselves. And I can do this in one-on-one sessions with you if you want to ask specific questions. And my group program, which will be opening the doors in a couple of months, so stay tuned for that. There is a wait list for it if you wanted to get on, because the people on my wait list are going to be getting a super special price. So that'll be available for a limited time only. So I think it's going to be limited for a couple of days or something like that. And you get a special price and then it will go into the full price. But if you jump on that, then you can save yourself a hefty amount, which is really cool. And I will put that in the show notes so you can keep your eyes peeled. But if you're pregnant at the moment and you want to start working on some of those things, we can just do a one-off session. Or you can get that book that I recommended, listen to a bunch of podcast episodes that I've recommended and start doing that now. You know, it really is a choose your own adventure style. So some women won't need any support and they can just go through it on their own. And if you're like me and you love to have a bit of guidance, nurturing, somebody to kind of ask questions to, then people like me are out there willing and ready to give you that support as well. So don't be a stranger. Come and say hello on Instagram as well, Ashley L. Winning, and slide into my DMs and just tell me where you are in your journey, what you're loving about your journey, what's frightening you about your journey, what questions you have. I'm more than happy to answer a couple questions and have a chat with you. And I hope that you're just having a beautiful day, and I can't wait to bring you another episode soon. I also want to let you know that I have a couple of freebies that you can also sign up to. My workshop, How to Get Better Support for Your Home Birth. I will pop that in the show notes. That's an evergreen workshop that you can check out. And I've also got a meditation, a dream home birth meditation coming out soon too. So if you're on my mailing list already, I've already emailed it to you, so you can download it and listen to it. Please let me know what you think about it, because I'm super impressed with it. I really love it. And I've already had some really amazing, great feedback from that. I just think it's so peaceful and calming and helps you connect to your baby and to your dream home birth. And if you're not on my list, then I recommend that you jump on my list or send me a DM to jump on my list so that you can get that, or send me a DM and say, I want to get the meditation. It's totally free. I created this for the women in my home birth program so that they can have tools for their mindset. I've got quite a lot of different mindset tools in there, journals and meditations and all these things in there, so that you guys don't have to search around the internet and search 1,000 different Instagram profiles. It's all just listed there for you, which makes it so much easier if you love to have things available in one spot for you. So just send me a DM. Otherwise, check out the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you in the next podcast episode. Have a great one. Thanks. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the VBAC Home Birth Stories podcast. I hope this episode has helped you take another step forward in your VBAC home birth journey. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a second to rate and review. Each review helps me get this message out to more women just like us. Want to follow along and get freebies and offerings? find me on Instagram, Ashley L. Winning, and send me a DM to say hi. And come and join our safe group on Facebook. Just search Feedback Homebirth Support Group. Until next time, keep shining beautiful.